it is obvious that the president is yet to jolt himself out of campaign propaganda mode. And so he continues to make the same sweeping and blanket claims that he used to make when in opposition. It is not clear to me how the president can in one breath admit that his government has been sending proofs of sole source contracts for approval, and in another breath claim that because some of them were rejected, it means that he is fighting corruption. If indeed he did not agree to sole source contracts, he would not even supervise a situation where sole source contracts are sent for approval in the first. So it is quite contradictory for the president to be making such claims. So to be honest with you, I found the president's comments quite clear. It was not profound.
Well, the president did say that figures don't lie. And for instance, when it comes to sole sourcing under your regime, he said you didn't make any saving. It was zero. And he's been able to save millions of savings.
The president has not made any savings. And it is this kind of deliberate disinformation that he and Dr. Bamia have been involved in regarding the management of the economy. When you send a contract for sole sourcing and it is not approved, it doesn't mean that you have saved the country any money. If I may comment briefly on the economy, it is important that the president and his government credit the people of Ghana with some modicum of intelligence. As far back as middle of 2016, reputable international financial institutions like the World Bank, the IMF, and the Economist Intelligence Unit predicted that because of increased oil production following the coming on stream of the TEN and Sankofa fields, Ghana was going to record between 7 to 8% economic growth. This was in 2016. And in fact, if you check the 7% or 7.9% growth figure that government is bandying around, 3.1% of that came from oil that has seen increased production with the coming on stream of the two fields that I spoke to you about. So it has nothing to do with any exceptional management skills of the president. It is not the first time that oil is going to ensure that we experience high economic growth. Indeed, the highest growth rate that this country has ever recorded was 14.1% in 2011 under the NDC government of President Mills. That is almost twice what the MPP is banding about today.
Former Deputy Communications Minister Felix Kwachi Fusu.